Let's go. Let's go.
This is Matt's Moment with Matt Moscona on Eagle 98.1. Presented by Good Eats Kitchen. Order online at mygoodeatskitchen.com.
All right, Matt, I think that you might be one of the busiest people in this building. I've seen you've been running around all day today.
That happens a lot.
Yeah.
Well, you know, look.
It's football season.
It's football season. Actually, today I jetted down to New Orleans and went to go visit my grandfather and had to get back. So I was really on a tight schedule this afternoon. So had my meal from Good Eats. Had the chicken fajita bowl, easy, pop it in the microwave, 90 seconds, stir it up, and you're good to go, and you got fajita in a bowl. It's chef prepared, awesome, affordable, easy. I'm telling you, Good Eats Kitchen has completely changed the way I schedule my meals every week.
Yeah, and it saves my husband the times in the same fashion we talked today, and he's totally slammed right now with his business, but he goes downstairs, and in no time, he can bring it upstairs and continue to work and get a delicious meal, yep, for that matter, from Good Eats. So you can pop in and pick one of those up at any of their retail locations in Baton Rouge or place your order at mygoodeatskitchen.com. And anytime you mention Matt's Moment, you'll get 20% off.
Love saving you money, peeps.
Mm-hmm.
Mention
Matt's
Moment.
That's how we roll.
That is how we roll, in fact. both the LSU Tigers and Saints are rolling into the weekend on kind of different trajectories, obviously. Drew Brees had his thumb surgery yesterday, posted the picture on Instagram. You know what was really interesting? Sean Payton met with the media today, and while he's playing a little gamesmanship, hasn't named a starting quarterback, some of his players have said he's relishing this opportunity. So last week, Sean signed a 5-year extension with the Saints.
Right.
And in essence, what that did, Michelle, it kind of guarantees that Sean Payton is going to continue coaching the Saints post-Drew Brees. And Sean Payton has never won a game as a head coach without Drew Brees as his quarterback. The three starts the three games that the Saints have played without Drew Brees, one because of injury, two because they already clinched the bye, they lost all three of those games. So Sean, as a head coach, has never won a game without Drew Brees. And I think he has this bravado, the same guy that would onside kick to start the second half of the Super Bowl. He wants to kind of prove and is sort of relishing this opportunity. So, look, I don't love the Saints in this game at Seattle. I think it's a really monumental task. But I am curious to see if the old wizard Sean Payton might not be able to cook up some type of special offensive brew and keep the Saints in this ballgame in Seattle this weekend. LSU's a 24-point favorite at Vanderbilt. Vanderbilt stinks, and LSU's going to run right over them. Ed Ogeron did update on the coaches show last night, heard right here on Eagle 98.1,
mm-hmm,
that both Rashard Lawrence and Glenn Logan, as we knew, are out. Logan is a little more severe. They're hoping they'll get him back for the Florida game. Lawrence, they think they'll get back after the bye for the Utah State game. I say rest everybody until you need them against Florida. The other interesting tidbit, kind of wondering how they replace Todd Harris at safety. Well, it might mean moving Jacoby Stevens back to safety and moving Michael Divinity from inside linebacker to outside linebacker. That's kind of the benefit of having a guy like Damone Clark, who has really flashed this year in his sophomore season and been great. It's afforded them sort of that luxury. So maybe, just maybe, the loss of Todd Harris might not be impacted as much because guys at other positions have elevated their game. Just something to watch this weekend when LSU heads to Nashville.